listening to Veterans Truth Radio Network.
Here's your host.
Listening to Veterans Truth Network. And now, Matrix Warriors with your host, J. Charles Parker, and his special guest, Mark Passio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the premiere edition of Matrix Warriors. I'm your host, J. Parker. It is July 31st, 2015. And tonight, we have a special guest, Mark Passio, the founder of the Free Your Mind Conference, a researcher, social analyst, and just the people that know Mark's work know that this man has spent the last two decades of his life researching consciousness and philosophy and trying to piece together all the hidden knowledge that the dark occult have taken out of our society for thousands of years. It promises to be an excellent show this evening. And before we begin, and I bring Mark on, I want to talk a little bit tonight to you, ladies and gentlemen, about the fact that this is a blue moon, full moon tonight. The dark occultists throughout America, the 12 to 15% of the population of America who form the minions of the 200,000 controlling bloodline global elite Satanists will be out in force tonight till dawn raping, doing human sacrifice, and generally poisoning the energetic field of the planet. The reason for this, of course, is it's a special blue moon tonight, the second full moon of July. With this second blue moon, and it being a Friday night, which is a favorite night of child abuse for the rank and file Satanists, because they can abuse the children extra hard, and generally speaking, they don't have to be anywhere till, you know, the weekend is over. All I have to say is I'm asking all of you tonight to get in your heart space sometime this evening and send some love to the children that will be abused in mass all over this country and all over the world. Send them some protection love. Think of them and reach out into the divine matrix of human spiritual consciousness and just send a love note to them. Tell them that they are loved, they are protected, and that they will be given strength to get through this night. Those, of course, that live through it. With that said, I want to give a brief introduction about Mark Passio. Mark Passio's website is whatonearthishappening.com. On What on Earth is Happening, Mark has years of research, videos, seminars, and podcasts. 191 podcasts dealing with consciousness, the dark occult, history, religion, entomology. Mark is a scholar of PhD level. And if you really want to know about our society and human consciousness, you can go to whatonearthishappening.com and go to the video section and watch the great presentation he did with Richard Grove at Yale University area. It's a natural law seminar, and it's Richard Grove's history, so it does not repeat section. If you don't know Richard Grove's work for Tragedy and Hope, you know, I would suggest you look into that. The last thing I want to say tonight is what this show is going to be about. I'm going to be bringing on the hardest-hitting realists in the world. No holds barred, pit bull level attack dogs against the Illuminati corruption. Nobody's going to come on this show that hasn't done their homework and isn't fully devoted to the freedom of mankind. This is going to be a show of action and solutions. And I couldn't think of a better man, a harder worker for the freedom of mankind to bring on in this initial show than Mark Passio. And one more thing I want to add is I really care about what's happening in the ecology of the planet right now. I'm extremely, extremely concerned. On Veterans Truth Network, there is a man by the name of Dane Wigington doing 5 shows a week. Dane Wigington is an expert in geoengineering, weather control, heart manipulation that is going on the planet right now. Dane Wigington is doing 5 shows a day here to try to wake humanity up to the peril of the chemtrail geoengineering. A recent report by the USDA shows that in Northern California and Southern Oregon, 90% of the aquatic and terrestrial insects are no longer there. In the movie, What in the World Are They Spraying? Produced, I think, in 2008. A biologist, a scientist, took a look at a soil sample in Northern California, and he observed to the people making the movie, what on earth are they spraying? That of the micro insects that break down food for the plants, break down the soil, so it's the chemicals are readily accessible to the plant life, trees, etc. 50% of the micro insects were missing. And this is 2008. The USDA just did a study in Northern California, Southern Oregon, where 90% of the aquatic and terrestrial insects are no longer there. So in the space of 7 years, we have lost an additional 30% of the insect population. This is why Einstein said, when the bees go, humanity has 4 years left. Right now, the colony collapse of bees in their commercial beekeeping domains is reaching around 40% of the bee population. When it gets a little bit worse and the aluminum gets more into the colonies, and they've done peer-reviewed studies to find out what's killing the bees, and they're finding massive amounts of nanoparticulate aluminum in the bees. And all I'm saying is, take a look at geoengineering.com and realize that we stand on the precipice of a cliff, and we are facing extermination by the dark occult. The Georgia Guidestones are real, and that is why I'm bringing on Mark Passio for my premiere show, because Mark Passio is going to tell you what you're doing wrong and what you should do. So, Mark, welcome to Matrix Warriors.
Jay, thanks so much for inviting me to be on your premiere show on this network.
Well, it's great to have you. You've taught me so much and so many other people. So I'm just going to pass you the ball, Mark. Let her rip.
Thanks so much, Jay. Well, the first thing I'd like to really get into tonight for, you know, listeners who may be new to both your work and mine is what it really means to be awake, to be truly conscious of what is going on this planet right now. And, you know, there's a lot of people who throw that word around all over the place. And I think many people have very little true meaning, true understanding of the real meaning of what being awake spiritually is all about. And I think there's a whole lot of people who consider themselves quote unquote awake who aren't awake at all. And that is because there are different levels to the spiritual awakening process on Earth. And there is a lot of false spirituality being peddled around that leads many people to believe that they are awake when, in fact, they are very much still in the matrix, when they are very much still under mind control, when they are very much still not active in breaking down the control systems of this world and working toward true human freedom. So I would describe that there are different levels of awakening insofar as that one of the first and foremost levels of awakening is the political and financial knowledge, the political and financial level of the awakening process. You know, this is understanding that politics are a joke, they're a game, it's a puppet show. It's an illusion that is peddled to the masses to give them the illusion of choice through dialectics. And, you know, it's all there simply to control. You know, many people who will be listening to this network have become aware of that aspect of our world, that it is a control system. And they understand the financial machinations that take place through, you know, central banks and fractional reserve banking and fiat currency, etc. You know, things like the Federal Reserve System, the international banking cartels. And, you know, that goes hand in hand with this first level of awakening. It's what you might call all aspects of the 3D awakening process. But then there's a whole nother level of awareness that comes with trying to dig down to the core of the causal factors of this world and the nature of reality. And that is where we encounter the entire realm of the occult. And as soon as you say that word to many people, particularly people who are not at this deeper level of awakening, particularly people who simply have only looked at the first level of the awakening process, meaning the financial, you know, and political control aspects, they want nothing to do with information that concerns the occult or the world of the occult. And the reason that they have been manipulated into believing that that is something that should not be looked into is mind control in and of itself. Okay, the people who hear that word and immediately think that's something I shouldn't know anything about or I don't need to know anything about are asleep, are under mind control, do not have the information they need to decode what is taking place in our world at all. Zero. Regardless of how much they know about the level one awakening process of the political and financial machinations that take place all around us. Okay? So the first thing I want to do for your new listeners is explain what the occult is. And I'm not telling you my perception of what the occult is. I'm not telling you my opinion of what the occult is. I'm telling you the definition of what the occult is, definitively, the definition of occultism and the word occult. All occult means is hidden from sight, not easily accessible to vision, to being seen readily. Okay? It's hidden. It's veiled from view for a specific set of reasons. Occult knowledge is hidden knowledge. If you just look up what the word occult means in any standard English dictionary, it will tell you that it means hidden. That's all it means. That's all it ever has meant. Okay? People who want to say occult means and is equated with evil, okay, they have bought into that definition, that notion, this obfuscation of language and the meaning of words, because they are in fear of looking into this body of knowledge. And usually they're in fear of it due to religious reasons, because they've been indoctrinated by religion, which is another thing I'm going to be getting into this evening. So the occult is hidden knowledge, and this is comprises a huge, huge body of my work. And when people hear that and they react and say, no, it's evil, it's bad, it's stuff that we shouldn't look into or be aware of, you're completely asleep. You have no idea what's going on Earth at all. Not even a little bit. Okay, so what knowledge are we talking about then that is so important? What knowledge does the occult or occultism in general comprise? What is this body of knowledge made of? What kind of knowledge does it contain? And then the second question we need to ask is, why is it kept secret? Well, the world of the occult is basically broken down into two main bodies of knowledge. Okay, you have the knowledge of human consciousness, how a human being's psyche works, what a human being's motivations and drives are all about. In other words, deep psychology, a deep, keen, acute awareness of the human mind and how it operates. So that's the individual knowledge, the lower level knowledge, you could call it, or you could call it, it's been called the minor arcana, which means the lesser knowledge. And it doesn't mean lesser in the sense that it's less important. It means it's the microcosmic knowledge, the knowledge of individuals and how they operate. And if you know everything there is to know about human psychology, and you have a keen awareness of how that works, and then there's a whole body of people that have absolutely no knowledge about how that works, and not only that, don't want to look into it, don't want to know about it, because they fear understanding of the self, they don't want to do any deep introspection or psychological work upon themselves, their own minds, their own hearts, their own souls. They want to run away from that kind of work. No. You're going to be completely open. You're going to be completely open to all kinds of manipulation, all kinds of manipulation. And this is exactly what the dark occultists, the people who are using this knowledge to control and manipulate people, want. They love people who don't want to look into this information, who want to completely brush it off and say, no, that's nothing important that I need to know about, or that's evil. They've been deluded into believing this is just evil, and I shouldn't understand how this, what this knowledge comprises or how it operates, how the twisting of it or the manipulation of it operates. No, I don't need to know anything about that. Or, you know, there's even more arrogant people who say, that doesn't affect me. You know, I don't need to know anything about that because that doesn't affect me. I don't believe, quote unquote, I don't believe in that. Well, it doesn't require your belief because it's knowledge about how the mind works. And if somebody can take advantage of that knowledge and use it against you as a weapon, your belief is not required, especially if you're ignorant of it. That's the first body of what occult knowledge is. Okay, now there's a whole second body of occult knowledge, and this would be called the macrocosmic level of hidden knowledge. And that is the knowledge of how universal laws operate. And we're talking about both in the seen realm and in the unseen realm. Or in other words, we're talking about laws that operate in the physical domain and laws that operate in the spiritual domain. In other words, cosmic law. Universal law, physical and spiritual. So this is the overarching rules of operation of the universe. I group these laws under the umbrella term natural law because they are the laws that govern the natural universe, the natural world. And just think about these two levels of knowledge, okay? You have the lesser arcana, or the knowledge of the individuated unit of consciousness, the human psyche. And then you have the macrocosmic knowledge, the greater arcana, the knowledge of the natural world and the laws that govern it. What of any importance regarding what is really taking place on this planet would not fall into those two bodies of knowledge? I would say everything of any importance about what is really taking place here falls into those two bodies of knowledge. So if that knowledge can be hidden and controlled from a place of secrecy by veiling it, by keeping it close to the chest, by holding it back from other people, or not even barring having to even do that because there's so much availability of information in our world today and easy access to that information through the internet. One of the main methods of manipulation is they just controllers, you know, who want to essentially manipulate and dominate other people. They don't even need to hide this information anymore overtly. All they really need to do is convince ignorant people, convince naive people that that information should not be looked into, that you don't need to look into that information, or that there's nothing really there anyway of any significance or value. It's just hokum that falls under some sort of a religious connotation, and that's just stuff that is a belief system. Well, nothing that I am talking about, ladies and gentlemen, has anything whatsoever to do with belief at all. It is not a belief system. These are, in fact, sciences. Occultism is comprised of scientific knowledge, psychology, cosmology, natural law. The laws that govern the universe and the individuals that live in it. And these are knowable sciences that do not require your belief. You see, this is what totally contrasts the knowledge of the occult from religion and religious belief. And again, I'm coming out here on this show tonight, and I'm just going to throw all hooks and uppercuts. You know, no jabs are going to be thrown. No punches are going to be pulled. And whoever gets offended, get as offended as you like. I'm not here to make friends. I don't care whether you like me. I don't care whether you care for my tone of voice. You know, I'm not here to not offend people. I'm not here to make friends with people. I'm here to speak the truth about what's going on in this world at this time. So the people who have the ears to hear it can understand it and start doing something about it so we can reclaim our freedom. And if I do that, I've done my job and my karma is fulfilled. Okay, I can't make anybody hear, understand, or act upon what I'm saying. That has to be done because you recognize the truth of what I'm speaking. And unfortunately, many people are so brainwashed by religion that they insist they know what the occult is. Absolutely insist that they know what it is, they know it's evil, they know it shouldn't be looked into, and they know that they don't want to be bothered with it. And those are the exact same people that are going to remain slaves. They're going to remain slaves. And as a result of their complete ignorance, they're going to keep the rest of the human species in bondage. And that's what religion's job is, and the New Age movement's job is all about. These are two sides of the same coin, religion and the New Age movement, all there to keep people away from real occulted information about how they work and how the universe works so that they stay slaves. Because your ignorance is the world's collective enslavement. And the more people are ignorant of how these bodies of science and laws operate in our world, the more slavery is going to continue to grow in our world. If you think you can remain ignorant and just operate off of belief systems, religions, things that hold us back from truth, okay, you're going deeper and deeper and deeper into slavery every single day. Because of that ignorance. That's how the laws of the universe work. So the main occult knowledge that is hidden from humanity is the knowledge of natural law. What I term natural law. But however, there are many other terms for this body of macrocosmic universal laws. You can call it moral law. The laws that govern morality. The laws that govern behavior and whether behavior of beings that have the capacity to understand the difference between right and wrong choose their behavior. You could call it spiritual law. You could call it God's law, okay? I'm not an atheist. I happen to be someone who accepts that there is a creative force that exists, that is extant in the universe, pervades the universe. And I don't tell anybody what to think of that force as, that consciousness as. That's your business, you know? I'm not an atheist, however. I'm not a nihilist or an atheist that believes in nothing or accepts that there is no higher law that that is operating in this domain and that we are bound by. And that's what natural law is. Natural law ultimately is the universal, non-man-made, binding conditions that govern the consequences of the behavior of beings with the capacity for true intelligence or with the capacity to understand morality, to understand the difference between right behavior and wrong behavior. Those laws are always in effect in the world. You can never escape them no matter where you go in the universe. And unfortunately, the people of this planet don't understand how those laws operate. Many of them refuse to accept that they are even in existence. We're like a retarded race of children running around on this planet refusing to accept the existence of gravity. Walking off the edge of cliffs, jumping off out the windows of buildings and saying, there's no such thing as gravity, it won't affect me. And then receiving the harsh consequences of that total level of ignorance that they are existing in on a daily basis. And until we understand how natural law works, how moral law or God's law works in this universe, expect more enslavement. Because there's an overarching law. I call it the law of freedom. As morality in a society, in the aggregate, not of one person or a handful of people, the morality taken as a whole of the entire body of people, as the morality of a body of people increases, their freedom increases. As the morality of a body or a whole society of people declines and becomes more immoral and degenerate, that society becomes more enslaved. Freedom and morality are directly proportional to each other. Just as immorality and enslavement are directly proportional to each other. And if people don't grasp that, they know nothing about what is going on in this world. And so all you have to do is look at the result that we are getting. You could reason backwards in this instance. You could look at the result, understand how the law works, and apply the knowledge of that law to the result, to understand what must be true about our society. If we are going deeper into bondage and enslavement, which we most certainly are, and you understand the law, the natural law of how human freedom or enslavement works. As morality increases, freedom increases. As morality declines, freedom declines. And you see that there's a total loss of freedom happening in our world. Then the inescapable result must mean that the people are immoral and are making, overall, in the aggregate, completely immoral decisions regarding their behaviors that they are choosing. And see, I'll say this, and many of the people listening will think, well, they know what morality is. They know the difference between right and wrong behavior. And when people hear what the actual difference between right and wrong behavior is, they often get upset. Because they think that morality has to do with preferences. They think morality has to do with their likes or dislikes, or that it's relative. And see, this is the biggest part of the problem. Dark occultism, Satanism, which is another thing people don't understand or know what it is. Satanism, people insist that this is all about worshiping of a Christian devil deity, okay, a Christian created devil god. Satanism is about moral relativism. It's about putting the self first above everything else, including what's right. You know, it's about me, 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 me. That's what Satanism is. You want to know what Satanism is? It's pure, unbridled, hedonistic, moral, relativistic ideology. There's no such thing as right and wrong. These are just constructs invented by people. Right's what's good for me, wrong's what's bad for me. That's Satanism. Now, you just think about that. How many people think that way in this world, especially here in this country, in the United States? The vast overwhelming majority. And that's why the vast overwhelming majority of the people of this world are satanic. They are Satanists and don't even understand that they are. People think you have to join a cult to be a Satanist. Oh, believe me, there's satanic cult members walking around. They've never joined anything. They've just given their mind over to this evil. They've just given their mind over to moral relativism and to a total satanic ideology of me, 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 all day, every day, 24/7. There's so many Satanists walking around in this world who have no idea what Satanism is or that they're even Satanists at all. At all. You know, your average person walking on the street, just never thinking about anything else but, you know, their lives, you know, never thinking about anything else but their comfort, how they're going to, you know, prosper, or profit or use other people. That's a Satanist. And that's the vast majority of this culture, this whole society. And then we wonder why we're going deeper into slavery. And the occultists who run this world, they've given people the religions. They have invented those religions. They invented the New Age movement to keep people dumb, to keep people ignorant of how this body of scientific laws operates. They don't want people to know about themselves. They don't want people to know about how the mind works. They don't want people knowing anything about deep psychology. They don't want people to know about how mind control and manipulation works. They don't want people to know about how the laws of morality work and govern whether a society is free or enslaved. No, they want you dumb, ignorant cattle who believe in something and think belief is going to change anything about this world. Doesn't work that way, folks. You can get as angry as you want about it. You can quote as many so-called sacred texts from whatever religion you subscribe to. Dark occultists invented your religion. I don't care which one it is. They invented it to keep you stupid. And apparently most people just enjoy staying that way. They love slavery. If people didn't love slavery, slavery wouldn't exist on this planet. And again, get as offended as you want by that statement. I tell that to people, they get all angry. You can get as angry as you want, it'll never make that statement untrue. The world would not be in a state of slavery if people didn't enjoy slavery and prefer it to freedom, to real freedom. It's another inescapable conclusion and law that is operating. That's how the real laws of attraction and manifestation work. As people think, that is the way that they are going to exist in the world. That's what's going to manifest in their society. So it's an inescapable fact and conclusion that if the world is enslaved, the vast majority of the people must love enslavement. They must love tyranny and slavery and want it to continue. And believe me, when I am out there in society looking at the people of this country, there's no question they love enslavement. Not one question in my mind about it. You know, because they have totally ill-formed opinions about everything, but they have no knowledge. They're moral relativists, and they're know-nothings who don't want to put the time in to do real research. They don't want to do their homework. They want to have an ill-informed opinion about everything. Then you have religionists, you know, these fake Christians who don't know one thing about what the real dynamics of true Christianity was ever originally intended to be about, which was about knowing truth and being free as a result of knowing truth, not worshiping a thing, not starting a religion about a man. You know, I mean, the idea that so-called real Christians, you know, that consider themselves real Christians, want to accept this doctrine of salvationism and want to just say belief is all that's required. Forget right action, you know, forget good works. You're believing in a religion that was invented by Satanists, by dark occultists to get people to stand down, and not resist tyranny and enslavement. Because that's all it ultimately comes down to, folks, is cowardice. You want to talk about more cowards? The New Age movement people. Pure cowards. They think they're going to meditate their way out of enslavement. Well, good luck with that. It's not how it works, people. It's not how it works. You don't understand a thing about what real spirituality is. You've been given fake spirituality. You've been given fake religions. See, I'm not about namby-pamby spirituality. What I talk about is streetwise spirituality. The kind of spirituality that inspires real, true courage to act and actually change things in the physical domain. Forget about the hereafter. Forget about some other dimensions. Forget about other planets, other timelines, whatever. Here and now, in the physical domain, is where change needs to be manifested. And if you don't understand how the laws of morality work, that's impossible. So going back to what I consider fake Christians, you know, people who say it's all just about a belief. You have to believe in this or that. You know, you have to accept what the church tells you to do. How many Christians out there support government? How many so-called Christians, wrap it in double quotes, please. How many so-called Christians support the military? How many so-called Christians support the police? How many so-called Christians are hardcore believers in money, which is essentially their God and their religion? They're a joke. They're a joke. All of them. You know, that's their real God. The dollar bill. You know? And they have this, they consider order following a virtue. You know? You want to talk about the biggest cult members of these sick, psychopathic, satanic cult overlords who are running this world right now through their mind control programs and their think tanks and their international banking cartel system? The biggest cult members are the military and the police, the order followers of the world, people who work for the enslavement system, and other people, ancillary cult members who work in government institutions. And half of these people would consider themselves followers of a religion. They would say that I'm a Christian or I'm a Jew or I'm a Muslim in name only. That's all. It's just a label that they call themselves. They're members of a satanic cult. What I call the cult of ultimate evil, the cult of coercion, the cult of violence, the cult of slavery called government. And these fake Christians would dare to say that government's ordained by God. By what God? The God of ultimate evil. You know, there was enslavement and tyranny in this world. No God of creation that I'll accept as any power or force or, you know, divinity or higher power would want enslavement and tyranny that government inevitably brings. The God I'll accept as the creative force in the universe is about truth and love and freedom, not ignorance and coercion and enslavement and tyranny. The two are mutually exclusive, accepting truth and morality and believing in government. You can't serve two masters. Order following as a virtue. I mean, imagine that a Christian would actually believe that that's some form of valid virtue. I mean, please, please. You know, if order followers are the destroyers of freedom and always have been everywhere at every time period in the entire history of humanity. You want to look to who enslaved societies, who committed mass murders in societies in the past? You need to look no further than whoever was following orders in that society. You know, so I'm tired of hearing there's such a thing as good police and good soldiers. No, there's not, and there never has been. See, Jay named his show Matrix Warriors. There's a gigantic difference between a soldier and a warrior. Worlds apart, light years apart. A soldier is an order follower who's fighting because he's being told to. A warrior is someone who goes to war when he knows he must, because he knows it's right. He's not following anybody's orders. You know? But the people in the military and police, they're no warriors. They don't have any real courage. They don't have any real intelligence. They certainly don't have any real heart. They're order followers. They always have been order followers. And order followers, once again, are the real destroyers of freedom. You know, you need to look no further than simple language, folks. Simple terms. Why do they call it a police state? When a totalitarian regime takes over in any given geographical region or nation, why is it called a police state? Well, it's not called a politician state, right? It's not called a banker state. It's not called a judge state. It's called a police state. Why? Because when a totalitarian regime takes over, how did it get accomplished? How did it get put into manifestation? Invariably, inevitably, every time, bar none, with no exceptions, it's done by the police of that society. It's done by the order followers of that society, the military and the police. The cult members who follow these sick, twisted, psychopathic, dark occultists' bidding. That's who's running those institutions. I'm not asking you to believe that that's who's running those institutions. I definitively know that those are the people who are running those institutions. And so does Jay. And we're trying to explain to you that's who's running those institutions. They're satanic. They're being run by Satanists. I don't care whether you accept it or believe it or not. Believe whatever you want, folks. Belief is just going to, you know, belief, two dimes and a nickel will get you exactly 25 cents. It's not worth a damn thing. That's why belief has to be shed and knowledge has to be gained. People have to stop having such respect for belief systems and start having respect for real knowledge. For truth. Care for truth. And the truth is, there's never been a good order follower. No such thing as a good order follower. Blanket statement. You know, I'm specifically bringing up this information on this show because of the network that we're on tonight. And I told you I'm not throwing anything but uppercuts. I'm done sugarcoating things. Not that I ever really did, but, you know, I could come out even 10 times harder than this if I wanted to. And I do in my personal life to people I speak to on a daily basis. I mean, I temper myself for the airwaves. People need to get out of this mind control notion that there's such a thing as a good order follower. There is not and never has been. 100% blanket statement. And see, the human ego that is under mind control hates true blanket statements. It abhors them because it hates anything that is absolute. This is another thing that fake spirituality wants to tell people, that there is no such thing as absolutes. Absolute BS. See, this is where all this relativism comes into place. There's no such thing as absolute right and wrong. There's no such thing as absolute truth. There's no such thing as absolute blanket statements regarding certain dynamics. Well, yes, there is. Mind controllers want to tell you there's no such thing as an absolute. Especially in the New Age movement and religion. You know, the ego wants to always find an out and a justification for immoral behavior and excuses for immoral behavior. Always wants to find a way out. All order followers are bad people. All. 100% all. That doesn't mean that they're not capable of doing kind things or good acts. See, I didn't say that. I said in the overall sense, there is no such thing as an order follower who is truly a good person, who is truly a moral being. The two things are mutually exclusive. It's like saying this object is 100% completely white and it is 100% completely black at the same time. Well, it can't be that. A cannot be B at the same time as it is A. An order follower and a good person are mutually exclusive things. And people have to accept that. Right. It all comes down to, if you're following orders, you are not exercising conscience. The exercise of conscience is about willfully choosing right action over wrong action. And if you're an order follower, what you have done is you have attempted to abdicate your personal responsibility to choose right behavior over wrong behavior for yourself, which is your personal individual responsibility. Once you know what the difference between right and wrong behavior is. And people will insist, well, can that be known? Is there such a thing as a definitive difference between right and wrong? Yes, there is. And it's very, very simple. If a behavior is resulting in harm to another being, it's a wrongdoing. Period. The end. That means if you are taking something that you have no right to take from another being, life, rights, or property. Life, rights, or property that does not belong to you, then you have committed a transgression against moral law, and that is a wrongdoing. Any action that does not cause harm to another by taking life, right, or rights, or property that does not belong to that individual who's taking that action is reserved as a right. So, a wrongdoing is a behavior that does cause harm to other beings, and a right is a behavior that does not cause harm to other beings. Very simple. So you can look at something like prohibition of any substance, any compound. Doesn't make a difference why you say you're going to prohibit it. If someone's putting a substance into their body, they're doing it as a right. They own their body. They get to decide what goes into it, what does not go into it. If someone else is making the claim that they have the right to tell someone what they may or may not put into their body, that's a claim of ownership on the body, physically. And what's a claim of physical ownership on another human body called, people? It's called slavery. You know, any Christian out there, I mean, I just think about it. Like, people who call themselves religious folk, who say that they're moral people, that can't understand that prohibition is coercion and slavery. I don't care what language you use to justify it, it's slavery. They'll say we have to have licensure for this behavior or that behavior. You're going to build a building, you need a license. You're going to start a business, you need a license. You know, you want to carry a firearm, you need a license. I mean, if somebody can tell you what you can and can't do, you're their slave, the end. If you're not harming somebody else as a result of carrying out a behavior, then it was your right to do that behavior, the end. And if you are, then you need to be held responsible for it in the physical domain. It's the difference between man's law and natural law. And natural law obviates man's law. It makes it completely unnecessary and irrelevant. Because if man's law that he scribbles down on a piece of paper and then enacts through violence from the police and military, if it's in compliance with natural law, it doesn't need to be written down. It's already in existence and it's already binding. If it's not in harmony with natural law, then it's a wrong that no one has a right to inflict upon anybody else. And therefore, it's you know, no one has any moral obligation to obey it. And this is what people can't get through their head, that there's no such thing as valid authority, that authority is a religion, government is a religion. It's a dark religion controlled by a dark priest class. This is the level of awakening into the occult that the people who only accept that the control system is about changing politics or changing finance refuse to accept. Your world is run by a dark priest class, folks. And as Jay said, they're out tonight murdering people, feasting on innocence, And they're being protected by police while they're doing all of that. And I'm taught, Jay knows this firsthand. I know it firsthand. The police protect these psychopaths. Because they're in the cult with them in many cases. Many of them are completely unaware that this cult even exists, but many of them are consciously involved. They're physically involved in it. And they are consciously aware of what they are doing. I mean, the people who think that, you know, order following is a virtue, I mean, just go look into someone like Michael Aquino, who was made a general in the army. Total Satanist, running an organization called the Temple of Set that was all about just totally ruling the world through mind control and mental manipulation of who they considered slaves. And he was involved in the psychological warfare division of the United States Army for decades. You know, this is who our military makes generals. Satanic psychopaths like this, who, by the way, was involved in tons of child trafficking through the Presidio military base. You know, and yet so-called Christians out there will say, I don't need to know anything about dark occultism operating in the world, or I don't accept that, or, you know, the second coming is coming and I don't need to take any action about that. Well, millions of children are being raped and murdered. They're a joke. Christianity in the modern world is a joke. Because people don't think it's about right action. In the here and now, they think it's about belief and some other realm that you don't even know whether it exists or not. Just because some book written by a human being tells you so. They're a joke. And the continued ignorance of how these psychopathic control priest class, controlling priest class, is manipulating the minds of people through their knowledge of psychology and the laws of nature. That continued ignorance of that information is what's going to put people deeper and deeper into chains. But they want to say, oh no, it's fine. You know? No problem. We don't need to look at that. We'll continue to support our troops. Yeah, you're good Christian people. You're going to continue to support the troops. Who are, you know, over on the other side of the world oppressing people for natural resources. You think this is about terrorism and ISIS and ISIL. I mean, you watch too much Fox News. You know, we went into Afghanistan as a result of the whole lie of 9/11 to build an oil pipeline and take their opium fields so we could increase heroin flow to the United States by 4,000%. You know? You want to know why so many people are totally screwed up and addicted to opiates all over this country? You need look no further than your troops. Drug traffickers for the cult. You know, we're in the Middle East to take its oil, to take its gas, and to take its opium. And if you don't believe that, you're a naive child. Order followers are bad people. The end. Blanket statement 100%. They don't follow conscience. They don't care about the difference between right and wrong. They want to give away their personal responsibility to make that moral judgment for themselves to somebody else. So they can say, they could throw their hands up and say, I'm just doing my job. I'm just following orders. As if that doesn't make you evil. That doesn't make you a participant in the evil that you are carrying out. You're more responsible. You're more morally culpable for it than the order giver. The order followers always more morally culpable. They're the ones who are taking the action. They're the ones who are carrying out the behavior. They're the ones who are bringing the physical harm into manifestation. They're the destroyers of freedom. We could go on and on talking about the dark occult priest class, but they're few in number. Their order followers are legion. That's who's destroying human freedom. So-called well-intentioned people. Well, we know where the road that is paved with good intentions leads. At least those of us who are not naive children. We have to stop supporting these cult members, people. You want to do something good for the world? Educate your children at a very young age that order following is not a virtue. It's the path to evil and death and annihilation and slavery. There's no such thing as a truly intelligent order follower. Because if they don't understand order following is the path to evil and destruction and slavery, they're not very intelligent people. They could be great at math, you know, they could be great at engineering and science, but they're not holistically intelligent. They don't have integral intelligence, holistic intelligence that comes from both the left and right brain. They don't have heart-based intelligence. They're not spiritually intelligent. They're spiritual children, if not outright spiritually dead. Acting on rote like robots, like wind-up toy soldiers. Give me my orders, wind me up, and let me go, because I don't want to take any personal responsibility for my own actions. That's not the definition of a spiritual child. I don't know what is. And people think they're so courageous. There's no such thing as a truly courageous order follower. The truly courageous order follower is the one who stopped following their orders and started thinking for themselves.
Sweet. Hey folks, this is Chip Tatum with Veterans Truth Radio Network. We aim higher to bring you quality in broadcasting and truth in broadcasting. Please visit us today at www.veteranstruthnetwork.com and try to locate the donate button. You know, we are listener supported, so every little bit helps. Please punch that little donate button and leave us a little something in appreciation. Thank you, and now on to the show.
And we're back. This is the premiere edition of Matrix Warriors, and I'm your host, Jay Parker. All I have to say is my respect for the courage and the research and learning that Mark Passio has done, dedicating decades of his life to uncovering information that has not been seen in the common realm for at least 1,000 years. Only the highest of the dark occult know what this man knows. When we talk about order followers, we have to be realistic about true moral law. True moral law and true spirituality bring about a heart of complete responsibility for individual action. You can never, as a spiritual, moral being, give away your personal responsibility for the actions that you take. And this satanic society has taught the people that that's not true. But I tell you the truth, folks. It's a hard truth to understand and accept, but it is moral law. It is God's law. I mean, take a look at the avatars that have come through the spiritual realm on this planet, and you will find when it came to kissing the ass of the powers that should not be, the dark occult, they never went there, not even for a moment. But we live in a world now where their religions have been debased, infiltrated, and turned upside down. But one thing I want to remind people out there is that we are in the photonic belt. Energy is coming from the center of the galaxy directly to Earth. This is known scientifically. The Schumann resonance, which was 7.5 roughly for thousands of years, is now at 16.5. We are epigenetic creatures, and I'm telling you, people that are accepting and taking responsibility for their thoughts, words, and deeds are growing spiritually at an exponential pace. It is a race. Life, true life, being on the path, the center path, and growing every day in consciousness is a race. You don't have enough time in the day to learn and do right action. But I must say, I'm enjoying Mark's presentation tonight. I know for people that are, you know, unaware of deep, deep universal law, some of the things he's saying are upsetting and shocking to them. But if you go to whatonearthishappening.com and see his natural law seminar done with Richard Grove of Tragedy and Hope, and you see Streetwise Spirituality and some of the other great presentations that Mark Passio has done, you will start to open up your third eye to the bigger picture of what's going on in this planet. So, ladies and gentlemen, back to my special guest, the founder of the Free Your Mind Conference, Mark Passio.
Thanks so much, Jay. And, you know, so that is what this is ultimately all about. This is about taking personal responsibility for our own individual behaviors and not trying to pass the buck on to anyone else, not try to offer any justifications for what we ourselves do, the behaviors that we ourselves perform in the world. This is what so many order followers try to continue to do. offer justification. If you just look at the etymology of the word justification, it literally, when you break it down into its etymological roots, the word justification means to create a right. And just think about that. When we say he's trying to justify his behavior, it means you're trying to make a behavior that isn't a right into a right, which can never be done in the natural world. You cannot turn a wrong, which is a behavior that does cause harm to another being, into a right, which is a behavior that doesn't cause harm to another being. The two, again, are mutually exclusive. They are diametrically opposed, polar opposites of each other. Now, this is what order followers and their supporters continue to do, to justify or attempt to turn those behaviors into rights. They are never rights. They are always wrongdoings. See, this is the whole foundational basis of the understanding of the illegitimacy of government. If a right does not exist for an individual to do to another being, then no amount of individuals can come together and agree that they can delegate that quote-unquote right to another individual or group of individuals. There is no such thing as the delegation of a wrong. You cannot give the right, quote-unquote, to perform wrongdoing to someone else. Yet, this is what people believe can be done. And they believe that government has this magical property and capability. That we, as people who don't individually possess a right, can somehow get together, agree we're going to allow this class of people that we are going to call government the quote-unquote right to perform these immoral behaviors against other people. You know, it's pure illogical nonsense. If an individual doesn't have a right to do something to another person, they cannot grant that action to any individual or group in the universe. It's a very simple concept. The inability to delegate a wrongdoing. And yet this is another thing that people out there who are the cult members in their belief system of the cult of authority, the cult of government, the cult of violence, the cult of evil, you know, will not abandon that belief. They insist that it exists. And that's what all authority is. All authority is the belief that there's a master class and a slave class, that there is one class of people that has the right to issue commands that they call laws to another class of people who has a moral obligation to obey those commands. And all that is a master-slave relationship, if we're being honest with ourselves. And I know that's asking, you know, much too much for the average human being to be honest with themselves, you know, because they want their belief systems intact. You know, they don't want that mental boat rocked. They want to remain in their comfort zone, in their Goldilocks zone. You know, they don't want to, you know, actually think for themselves. They don't want to actually do any kind of deep introspection regarding their behaviors, or even moreover, they don't want to do any introspection regarding their deeply held belief systems, because then that would mean that they would begin to understand that they're responsible for the perpetuation of this evil in our world. And they don't want that responsibility, and they don't want the responsibility to act to change it. I mean, people looking to all these gurus and religious leaders and New Age nonsense, you know, so-called leaders, looking to politicians. I mean, I look at the kind of people, the people of the world today look at as holy people, holy men, holy women. You know, the closest thing to any kind of holy men I've ever really encountered were the founding fathers and the revolutionaries of America. And people can say all they want about what they think and all the cultural Marxist nonsense about what they think the founders did or believed. You read their writings, Yeah, they had their flaws. They weren't perfect individuals. But I'll tell you what, they were probably the highest consciousness people who walked on the earth, who actually took right action in the world to stand and fight tyranny. I'm talking about in the physical domain. They did it ideologically and spiritually and physically. Because they understood these laws of nature that I'm talking about. They understood the moral law. And again, they weren't perfect in keeping it. I'm not claiming that either. No one is. You're expecting perfection in this world, you're going to be sorely disappointed because it doesn't exist here. You know? That level of perfection only exists in the divine itself. You know, we're aspects of it, but that doesn't mean you're going to attain that perfection here. You got to aspire to that. Do the best that you can. But there will be faltering and there will be failures. And that's how you learn from mistakes. But the founders of and the revolutionaries during the American Revolution, they gave everything righteously to fight physically against tyranny. And unfortunately, you know, I think that's where we're at again. Because history repeats if we ignore its lessons. It's not bound to repeat. This is another thing people think, that history just keeps endlessly repeating itself. No, we're not in a time loop. It's a choice. It can repeat, but that's a choice. And people are choosing to allow it to repeat now at this time in history, because we're failing the choice point. That's what free will is all about, folks. Free will is the dynamic in the universe that goes hand in hand with and complements natural law. Natural law is the deterministic component to the laws of creation. And free will is the aspect that lends randomness into the equation, where it could go in any direction. And that's the gift. That's the great gift of the Creator, is free will. See, so many religionists and New Age mumbo-jumbo believers don't think free will is such a huge factor, or that it doesn't exist at all. Nonsense. You want to talk about something I consider total blasphemy? The statement that free will doesn't exist. I can think of no greater blasphemy. Because if you think everything is predetermined, I mean, you know, what kind of God would make a universe like that? Nothing is predetermined. Everything except natural law. There are laws that are boundary conditions that govern this reality, but that doesn't mean that things have to go a certain way. They can go whatever way we choose them to go, based on whether we're going to align our behavior to the laws of morality or not. We align them to morality, we could have a free, prosperous society that could go to the stars. We don't align them to morality, this is going to become a hell planet, and it already is that to many degrees. It's all a choice. And that's the great gift of creation, the gift of free will, which if anybody scoffs at, they know absolutely nothing about how things work here. And again, religion's a big part of the destruction of that knowledge about how free will works. You know? You know, it doesn't make a difference which religion it is. Again, the New Age movement is huge in the claim that there's no such thing as free will. That free will is a, quote, illusion. No, it's not. It's something that's very real and not an illusion at all. That each individual possesses. The more ignorance that keeps being propagated as regarding how natural law works, the more free will is going to be hampered in our society. See, it all interacts and dynamically plays with and complements natural law, because natural law is always in operation, and so is free will. But the more we ignore the laws of morality, the more we ignore natural law, the more free will gets suffocated. And the more of a total exercise of free will, in many cases painfully, it is going to take to get us out of that situation. And that's where we find ourselves at now. Suffocated by ignorance. In a condition of slavery that we are going to have to use all of our free will strength to dig ourselves out of this mess that we've put ourselves in. But you know what? That's the good news of the whole thing. Because if we put ourselves into this through free will, we can get ourselves out of it through free will. It's just going to have to be done through monumental efforts compared to where we're at right now. And it's going to take tremendous courage, the likes of which this planet has never seen. But we can look to examples for inspiration. And the examples for inspiration and courage that I look to are the people who founded America. Because they were tough people. They were no-nonsense people. And they were people who stood and fought if they had to. And that spirit is sadly being crushed in America today. The total emasculation of the American male is everywhere in this culture. I see it every single day walking out of my house. There's hardly any real men left because they haven't been raised. They haven't been taught the difference between right and wrong. They haven't been taught to resist tyranny. They haven't been taught to hate coercion and to hate violence and to hate slavery and to stand up against those forces. No, they've been taught to lay down, accept, do what you have to get by, to make money, to be liked. Think that's what a real man is? That's what a piece of garbage does, who doesn't care about right or wrong. That's what a piece of garbage does whose God is money and who has no respect for the force of creation at all. Has no view of history. This is what the people of this city, the city where the Declaration of Independence was signed. It sickens me to my core to walk outside and go out in these streets on a daily basis and see the kind of people that exist here. They know nothing about history. They know nothing about morality and they don't care. And that's why they're slaves. And people don't even want to get upset or talk about this stuff. You know what? These ignorant fools are enslaving you and me. That's who's your enslaver. And if you're ignorant about the things I'm talking about today, you're the enslavers of the world because of your ignorance. People don't understand what real enlightenment is. They have this religious view or this New Age view of enlightenment that has nothing to do with what real spirituality or enlightenment is at all, not even a little bit. And it sounds foreign and strange to them when somebody comes out in plain language and explains how the real laws of nature work, what real spirituality is, what real enlightenment is. Because their mind's been so contorted and twisted with nonsense through religion and the New Age. It's all stuff to get you to lay down, folks. And to get you to keep supporting order followers and the cultists. The dark occultists that run the order-following cult. To get you to lay down and submit to it and say, oh, it's a great thing. They're protecting us. No, they're controlling and enslaving you. And they've given you all these religious systems to get you to lay down to their tyranny and not stand up physically against it if necessary. Yeah, we need to rise up mentally and spiritually. And if we did that in mass, there wouldn't be a need for any kind of a revolt physically. But you know what? Barring that, if that doesn't work, and it wasn't working, an enlightenment, a massive enlightenment wasn't working during the time of the American Revolution 230 some years ago, well, we might have to do it again, physically. Physical righteous rebellion. And that should not be looked at as a bad thing. I ask people all the time, you think what the founders and the revolutionaries of America did was violent? There was no violence involved in what they were doing. The righteous use of defensive force is not violence. When you are being accosted with violence and your rights are being taken, you have a right to physically combat that. That right exists in the natural realm. And this is what religion and the New Age movement wants to convince people, that right does not exist. Total BS, nonsense. Real enlightenment is about the marriage of the sacred feminine principle of non-aggression and the sacred masculine principle of self-defense. It's the sacred union, the alchemical wedding, if you will. The marriage of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. The sacred feminine principle is called the non-aggression principle. It's very simple. Don't harm other beings. The end. Don't engage in coercive and violent behavior toward others. Don't initiate coercive force against your fellow beings. Period. The initiation of force is called violence. Married to that sacred feminine dynamic, that principle of care for other beings, is the sacred masculine principle, the self-defense principle. If you are being accosted by violence by other beings, you have a right to physically defend yourself against that assault, against that aggression. And the response of using force against violence is not violence itself. This is another thing that society wants to erroneously, falsely teach people. That if you respond to violence with physical force, that that's also violence. Wrong. Incorrect. Untrue. See, the eggheads think that way. The people who think you're going to just reason with the psychopath. You're going to use your words. And hey, folks, don't get me wrong. I think words should be completely used at first, you know? I think we should try to appeal to reason at all times and places. And I think we should try to wake as many people who have the capacity for true morality up with words, with reason, with understanding, with wisdom. But if they refuse that and that process fails, you cannot wait forever to physically rebel against tyranny. At some point, you have to make that decision. And this needs to be discussed. This needs to be talked about. This cannot be taken off the table because the New Age movement and nonsense religion wants that option taken off the table for free people. What kind of God would want you to continue to take tyranny forever? Please give me a break. This is why this occultist controller class is constantly coming after the right of self-defense. It's why they're constantly attacking the Second Amendment. Because they want you to lay down. They don't want you to have the ability to defend your freedom. Physically. You know, I'm all for mental defense. Putting up the barriers to mind control, the filters that you have to filter information that is coming in that you're taking in to weed out the inconsistencies and get down to the truth. You need to be spiritually shielded, standing in the truth firmly with courage. You want to know what the universe rewards more than anything else? True courage. Standing up to tyrannical forces. knowing that you're in the truth, knowing that you're in the right. The universe will come to your aid like nothing else. But you could defend yourself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually all you want. There are still psychopaths operating in this world, and they still have minions who are going to carry out their orders faithfully. Whether they believe they're doing the right thing erroneously, or whether they're just psychopaths themselves and are just following the higher level ones. If you don't think at some point you may have to physically do something about this, you're also a naive child. What the founders and the revolutionaries of America did for this country and the world should not be lost, because a great experiment was started here and conducted here. And unfortunately, it looks like, you know, it all went bad. I mean, people think that what they did was not an act of love and that it was violence. No, I beg to differ. It wasn't violence. It was defense. And it was an act of higher consciousness. And that's what people have to understand. They have to get out of this total religious nonsense notion of no action, this total New Age BS notion of we're going to just meditate our way to enlightenment and freedom. The world does not work that way, people. It's about taking real world action in truth and courage. That's what wisdom is. Wisdom isn't knowledge. Knowledge and wisdom are two different things. Knowledge is the intake of truth, yes. And then you process it to understand it and understand what it means and how it works. But then you have to act upon it. That's what wisdom is. Wisdom is right action, especially in the face of tyranny. So we have to understand how the sacred masculine principle of self-defense is one of the two pillars of true enlightenment. And we have to defend that. It needs to be defended because that sacred masculine dynamic is completely under attack in this world. I mean, the kind of so-called men that are coming up in society are a disgrace. A disgrace. And you should hear the anger in my voice over that. They want to destroy real masculinity. Real masculinity is standing up to tyrants, because you're a defender of truth. You're a defender of right. You're a defender of real beauty. The kind of so-called men, males, I don't even want to call them men. They may be of the male gender, but they're no men. That are so-called, quote-unquote, raised in today's society, because they're not raised either to any level of higher consciousness. I mean, they would lay down like a wet rag at the first sign of trouble. I mean, half the time when I'm out in society in this city, I just look at the so-called men that are around, and I just think to myself, I mean, if martial law went hot in this country and we actually had to defend ourselves physically, would I trust any one of these people with my back with a rifle? And the answer is, God help us. Certainly not in the cities. I know the dynamic is a little different outside of metropolitan areas, but I'll tell you what, the situation is dire within them. And I know there are at least people listening on this network that can hear the truth in that and understand what I'm talking about. The bottom line, people, you need to get out of mind control notions of how religion works, of what your religion that you hold desperately and cling desperately onto is really about. Yeah, there's an esoteric underpinning to that, and I don't begrudge people from having their beliefs. But when it interferes with right action, and when it confuses the knowledge of what a right and a wrong are, then I have a problem with it. You know, so much about what religion is about is imposing preferences and saying, because I find this behavior, unpleasant or distasteful, that I think that's immoral. Well, if it's a mutual thing and people aren't being harmed by it, then it's not an immoral thing. You know, this is what so many religionists have to understand. The difference between what you might consider a vice and an actual crime, an actual wrongdoing. Vices may be things that you find unpleasant, distasteful, or may even harm the people who are doing them, harm themselves. That's not a crime. That's not an immoral behavior. Big difference between a vice and a crime. You know, people would say, I disagree with people who smoke cannabis. Well, that doesn't mean it's an immoral behavior. If I want to participate in that behavior, that's my business. I'm putting something into my body. I don't find it distasteful. Someone else may, and then they don't have to participate in that behavior. That doesn't make it immoral. If I'm trying to hold someone's mouth open and pour something down their throat that they don't want in their body, that's immoral. Because that's not my property to do that with someone else's body. See, the difference between right and wrong is whether the behavior is coercive or not. If free will is being taken away as a result of an action, it's a wrongdoing. That's called a crime. And that's what government is constantly doing. Theft. Taking away from some people to give to other people. Or prohibiting right behavior. Or curtailing right behavior. And people insist that these rights can be delegated and that they exist. And they here's the thing. Order followers and the people who support them and the people who believe in government and believe in authority, it comes down to one overarching fear. They think without all of these rules, regulations, and prohibitions, there will be chaos in society. There's the magic word, folks, chaos. See, when I say the word chaos, to me, the image of 100% freedom and total beauty come into my mind. I don't fear that word at all, at all. Because the possibility for chaos must be included in an understanding of true freedom. True freedom includes infinite possibility, and therefore it includes the possibility for the manifestation of chaos. If you cannot allow for that manifestation of potential chaos, you are operating from a place of fear. And all you can create as a result of that fear-based mentality is disorder. Real chaos, in other words. All you can manifest is control. All you can manifest is confusion. This is the underlying psychology of believers in government, of believers in coercive control, of believers in authority. Deep down inside, they're a fearful little boy or a fearful little girl who ultimately has some psychological parental abandonment issues operating in their psyche. And what they're really looking to government to provide for them is security and structure and so-called safety. But all it really ever provides is enslavement. Because what those people who are in so much fear of chaos ultimately have our abandonment issues, parental abandonment issues. Whether their parents were actually present in their lives is not the point. You can have abandonment issues non-physically. Your parents could still have been there and you have psychological, emotional, mental abandonment issues, spiritual abandonment issues. Your parents didn't provide a need that was there when you were young. And what people like that, they graft onto the state, they graft onto government to provide that structure and to provide that quote-unquote family, that familial dynamic. Oh, it's the family, all right. It's the dark occult family. It's the family in the Charles Manson sense of the word. You know, the total mind-controlled zombie slave sense of the word. I want mommy and daddy to tell me what to do, and I'll listen obediently and unquestioningly because they know better for me. I don't want to really grow up. I don't really want to do my homework. I don't really want to do any deep introspection upon myself and work upon my soul. No. I want to be the eternal child and have mommy and daddy tell me what to do. And that's what the proxy parent, psychologically, that's what government acts as, the proxy parental figure. I talk about this, you know, in my work, that the so-called leftists, you know, the liberals, the Democrats, they all want government to be mommy. They want it to provide, to be the nurturer, to give them things. And then on the opposite side, the so-called conservatives, the Republicans, etc., they want daddy. They want the daddy government to be the protector against all the evils of the world, to go out and police the whole world. You know, it's two sides of the same coin. That's why there's always two political parties. One's the mother figure, one's the father figure. For what's lacking deep inside the psyche of the human being. This is what the occult is, folks. Getting at those hidden motivations, those hidden drives and hidden desires within the individual to understand how they work in proxy to cry out for a savior, to cry out for structure and guidance, and to have, you know, government act in proxy as those needed things. And people still can't see how it works because they don't know themselves and they don't know about what's going on in the world. And they will ignore this body of knowledge just because it's called occult, because it's been hidden. And why has it been hidden? To keep you dumb and fooled. And they give it a name and give it the connotation, the erroneous connotation, that that means evil, so you'll never look into it and you'll stay an ignorant fool. And there's tons of people out there listening to me right now and say, oh, no, I'll never look into that stuff. That's bad. That's evil. Well, the whole time, all it's being used as is a weapon to keep a power differential operating in the world by the priest class that is controlling that knowledge, that is in the know of that knowledge, that is using it to completely dominate and manipulate the people who are in total ignorance of that information, and who will insist they don't need to look into it, they don't want to look into it. Those who will remain willfully ignorant. You can continue to think all you want about what the word occult means, but until you actually start looking into this knowledge and how it works, you have no idea what it is at all. I tell people it's like somebody who's been in warfare, which the listening audience on this network will understand. If you've been in war, you cannot explain it or tell people and have them understand exactly what it is if they haven't been there. Well, it's the same thing with the occult. Until you start looking into it and understanding it deeply, you're not there. You can't take someone's word for it. You're not going to get an understanding of it unless you actually do the work for yourself. There's no shortcuts involved. It's hard effort. Time is required. You're not going to understand what I'm talking about fully by listening to a 2-hour interview on any network. You have to do reading and digging and comparison and study eclectically from a wide source of information, of sources of information, to make a true breakthrough and transformation in consciousness requires time and effort and hard work and digging and persistence. It's not a magical process that happens at the snap of a finger, folks. You know, people want things for free. They want things for nothing. They don't understand there's requirement involved for change. This is one of the big laws of the occult. Change has requirements attached to it. This is what the New Age movement wants people to ignore. They want them to think you could just think your way out of a situation. You know, it's just a change in perspective. Yeah, but that change in perspective means you're going to have to get out of all the mind control, all the grime that built up in the mind, in the human psyche, through taking in poor sources of information, through taking in erroneous information. And then that's clung on to as being true and being real when it has nothing to do with how the natural world works. A big distinguishing factor in my work is the distinction between the real world, the world of nature, and the artificial realm, where it's all about beliefs. Nothing I'm talking about today regarding the occult has to do with beliefs. As I said, they are sciences. It all has to do with laws that are existing in the universe that are no different than physical laws. It includes the physical laws that we can measure and see readily, but it also includes unseen laws that may not be as readily seen. They may be occulted or veiled from sight, but they are operating nonetheless, and you are affected and bound by them nonetheless. The New Age movement wants to teach people, you know, the laws of attraction work by just, you know, focusing on something and then you get it. The whole knowledge and action is skipped, or at least completely downplayed, just as it is in religion. Because all these things appeal to is emotion. That's why so many people are so easily led. That's why so many people are so easily fooled, because so many human beings don't think logically. They don't think with reason. They don't have real intuition or real guidance. All they do is think with their emotions, and they could just be emotionally led wherever a manipulative class of people wants them to go. And I hope it's not to the slaughterhouse, you know, to the gas chambers and the FEMA camps. Because I think maybe that's when people are finally going to wake up and realize they were fooled by religion and the New Age movement, to get them to stand down so they could be cattle easily led to the slaughter. I think that's where the vast majority of people are headed if they don't wake up soon and act. You're not going to get a lot of people into those places. Believe it. Because a lot of people will go down fighting physically with every last bit of energy in their spirit. I know I'll be one of them, and I'll count myself in good company along with the other righteous rebels of this world that died for real freedom, not some garbage notion of freedom that this government is having people mindlessly believe in, that ISIS is the big threat. You want to know who the big threat to freedom is? The police of America are the biggest threat to human freedom. The number one threat. And the military is probably very, very close behind them. I give them a little bit of leeway over the police. The police are the biggest threat to human freedom right now because of the actions they're taking. Yeah, I mean, how many Americans has ISIS / ISIL killed in the last year compared to American police? I mean, just do the math, people, and tell me who the bigger threat to human freedom is. You know, you want to start believing that people, regardless of what they may or may not have done, should be executed on the streets of America without trial, summarily? Well, you're a Nazi. I think people who believe that should go live in North Korea, where you'll see how that dynamic really operates. Because that's where this country is headed. That's the model for America. The model for America is North Korea and China. You want to talk about where some of the most immoral people on earth are at? What they've let that whole region of the globe become. That's the model for America. And they're bringing it here in full force. in full force, and the police and military are helping them do it. Because they're unquestioning, obedient order followers of the cult of evil. And their bosses are Satanists. I don't care who accepts it. You can accept it or not accept it, people. It's the truth. You're not going to do anything to change that. The truth is the sun rises over the eastern horizon on earth in the morning. I don't care what you do, you're not changing that. The bosses of the military and police are a satanic cult. You could accept it or not accept it. You're not going to change that. That's true. And as long as you're involved in those institutions, you're a cult member. People need to get this through their thick heads, because they're acting in ignorance as the destroyers of freedom in this world. And they think they know something, and they know nothing about what's going on this planet. Nothing. And until people wake up to the occult, they will continue to know nothing. You think politicians run the world? No, a dark cabal of priests with knowledge about your mind 1,000 times more than you know yourself are who run this planet. And they've manipulated the toy soldier wind-up dolls, order followers, to do their bidding of evil for them. That's what order following is. And you know what? I do not resent and hate the dark occultists. I've made this statement on the air many times, and I'm going to make it again. And I don't care what people think of me for saying it. And I'll get, oh, he's still involved in Satanism. He's still involved in the occult. No, I'm exposing it. I'm a de-occultist. I was on the inside at a low level, admittedly, and I saw enough about how it works to get out, because I still had a conscience. And yes, they do let people out. And no, they don't come after you to beg you to stay in and do their bidding, at least not in the level I was involved in. I'm not going to speak for higher levels of it. When I expressed that I'm done with this, it was like, you think we need you, boy? Out you go, and don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way. And that was it. No one ever tried to pull me back into the fold, ever once. You don't want to be involved? That's your free will decision. Go bang your head against the wall trying to tell these dumb, stupid golems what we're doing to them. Because the Satanists I work with told me we could come out and explain the entire dynamic of how we have controlled the minds of the people of this planet for countless generations, for eons, and they still would not accept it out of our mouths, from our lips. So you're going to go and tell them? Good luck. Because they're totally mind-controlled, diseased slaves who love their slavery and are going to accept their chains until the end of time. And you know what? I think that those people were telling me the truth. I do not have the hope or the mindset that the vast majority of the people of this world want freedom. They don't want truth. They don't want true spirituality. They love enslavement. They want to stay an enslaved species. Not all of them. There's a very minute percent that truly are good human beings, do want freedom, and are going to stand up against tyranny, even to the death, physically if necessary. But you know what, folks? The vast majority of people couldn't care less about the difference between right and wrong. They don't want to know, they have no intention of learning, and they will accept their chains. As long as they have a trough full of food and some kind of protection from the elements over their head, doesn't make a difference to them. Who rules them? People want to insist that there's nothing to the occult, that they don't need to understand it. It's who's running the world. You don't understand what real Satanism is. You have this Hollywood notion of what Satanism is. Satanism is 100% total me thinking. all day, every day. Right there, that is 90% of the people of the world. That's the number one tenet of Satanism. Moral relativism. No such thing as right and wrong. We get to make that up. Human beings can make that up as we see fit. We can make a wrong into a right. We can make a right into a wrong. We could delegate wrongdoings. You know, we could write our own laws. It's moral relativism. That's all government. That's all authority. People think, oh, government today, it's so different from kings of the past. No, it isn't. You're just replacing the authority in one with the authority in an oligarchical group, in a few, that calls themselves government. People need to start studying how mind control works. When you understand that, you're going to begin to start understanding what real occult knowledge is about. How the laws of nature operate. How the laws of morality operate. Understanding that order following is not a virtue. Unless you're in a cult of evil, then it's a big virtue. You know? Now, one of the scenes in a recent Hollywood movie that I really liked was in the first Avengers movie, when the villain, the god, the Norse god Loki, makes everybody kneel before him. And he says to the people, isn't this much better now that you're kneeling before a god? Me, your god. You know, this represents government and authority. And he tells the people, you were made to be ruled. You were created to be ruled. This is your natural state. This is your natural state. You know, a being who looks at himself as God, representative of governments everywhere, telling the people you were made to be ruled and this is your natural state to be on your knees. One guy gets up, one man stands and says, I'm not going to be ruled by a man like you. To which the Norse evil god Loki says, there are no men like me. I'm a god. And he tells the people, I'm going to show you what your elder here is going to bring down upon himself for standing up to me. And he's getting ready to kill him. And he fires a blast from his scepter at him. But who jumps in to shield the man? Captain America. When I saw this scene for the first time in the movie theater, I got chills up and down my spine because I recognized what it really represented symbolically. That if there's any hope for this planet, it lies in America. Because this is where the only group of human beings gathered and physically fought back against tyranny. In the history of humanity. And they secured a free way of life for a very, very short amount of time. Till it was immediately reconquered. But you know what? That spirit is not completely gone here. The spirit of true freedom is still alive in a very small percentage of people, admittedly. But it is not completely dead, and it is still alive and in existence in this country. That's why they're working so hard to completely annihilate this country and to take it down morally. People need to educate themselves. They need to understand how natural law, moral law works. And if there is any hope for the world, it lies in America. Make no mistake about that. I encourage people to check out my main website, which is whatonearthishappening.com. You could get a huge amount of information through the podcast there. And please watch my natural law seminar, the main video presentation on the videos section of the website. Jay, I want to thank you so much for having me on the show tonight, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, excellent presentation, Mark. And your website, whatonearthishappening.com, has fantastic videos that go into the Matrix movie, an interpretation of, Your natural law seminar at Yale was just spectacular. The work you've done with Richard Grove from Tragedy and Hope, and the 191 podcasts that are on your website, is nothing less than pure genius. Next week on Matrix Warriors, Rick Simpson, cannabis oil genius, and Arik Rice from Drug Lord, the new movie.
You've been listening to Matrix Warrior with J. Charles Parker. Join us next week, 10 to midnight, Friday night.